What's going on, guys? Hey, it's Frawls from the Sarcastic Gamer PlayStation Podcast. Just wanted to stop in and say happy 50th. Happy 50th show. It takes a lot of hard work and dedication and mostly just showing up to make it this far. So congratulations, Trophy Horse. Here's to 50 more, man. Keep it up, guys.
Ah, classic.
Who was that?
Donnie tried to do a video call, and it's fucking up the internet.
Donnie, you tried to do a video call?
No, right I now? Didn't. I hung up by mistake.
I see him.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Whores. This is episode 50. I am your host, Tricky Mick, alongside with me, Hard Rocking Guy.
Hello, everybody. How's it going? Your favorite guy you probably love to hate, or your favorite guy you probably love to love, owner of Tricky, best friend of Donnie, worshiper of the Titanic Wang. Hard Rocking Guy here, everybody. What's going on?
I'm surprised you got here. Well, actually, you didn't get here on time, did you?
Oh, I was running late, to tell you the truth. And, you know, that's about it. That's nothing I can say. I was running late. But there is actually something I can't say, which is, I know something you don't know.
Do you want to share it, or do you want to wait?
I'll wait. End of the show.
All right. Also with us, Titanic Wang.
Hey, there's walkers in the barn.
Oh, I can't believe you said something like that. I cannot believe it.
Tricky, why are you got walkers in a barn? Why are you keeping them?
I have no idea.
Dude, that was awesome. Wasn't that last episode so awesome?
Oh, yeah, I know it. I'm assuming
this is a Walking Dead reference.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. You know what? That show just gets better and better by the week. And No spoilers, but you know what? They have shown me that they are not really sticking to the storyline of the comics. I mean, where they are right now in the story is a place that they go in the comics, but what they're doing right now has nothing to do. Like, they never did it before. So, I mean, that ending of the last episode, I was like, wow. I didn't think they're going to do something like that.
Yeah, I was kind of upset because I'm not going to give a spoiler either, but if you go into the PlayStation store to buy the episodes, it kind of gave away the ending of that episode way before the show even aired. If you just go there and look at the icons, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do, because I came across it too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, this is Titanic Wang's intro. I'm sorry, go ahead, go.
Nothing. There's just walkers in the barn.
All right. And also, I mean, he's already talked, but go ahead, Donnie.
Young Twist recording the number 50 show, and I still can't believe we ain't been canceled. Let's go. Do 50 more. That'd be dope. What's up, y'all? Let's keep going.
All right. I don't know where to keep going with this. As we do every week, we give you our updated trophy count. I am level 20, trophy count of 3,445 trophies, and plat count of still of 26. Hard Rock, what are you looking at?
The screen. But other than that, I'm actually at level 20, 3,735 trophies, 26 plats. So
all right.
That's my trophy count. Yeah, I'm surprised you're not actually made that and give you that much shit this time.
And Donnie?
Y'all still own it. Level 19. Oh, seriously? I do not have the station up to even get my real trophy count.
You're level 19. You have 2,204 trophies, apparently, according to what the agenda says. And you have, it says 42 plats, but we're still not counting that Uncharted one. So it's 41.
I have more trophies than that, man.
It's 41.
I don't have my system up anymore. I just cut it off. Y'all stop trying to con me on my trophy system. Look, all right, listeners, go back to the last episode, get the count from there, and add like 15 more.
All right, Titanic.
Okay, listeners, go back to the last episode and add about 300.
Ooh. In your face. In your face.
I'm level 16, trophy count 20, 17, and platinum of 10.
Right. Yeah. Got to the double digits now. I see double you took digits. That off.
Double digits. You can't say nothing anymore, Donnie.
All right. Yeah. Titanic, since you got to the double digits, and it's a monumental occasion for Donnie, what was your latest platinum?
Mortal Kombat.
Whoa, wait a minute. The latest one?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that is a good accomplishment.
Go ahead, Wang.
You saw me on the gamer night, so you guys saw how good I was.
So. Yeah.
No. Like, I got to come clean. Gamefly sent me out NCIS. And I played through that.
NCIS? There's an NCIS game?
Yes.
Yeah. And believe it or not, the game is going to get me to watch the TV show. I've never watched the TV show.
My dad's actually addicted to that show, but
all right. So maybe Hard Rock can answer your question there, Titanic, about the coffee.
Oh, is coffee a huge part in that show?
Yes. Okay. Why? I don't know.
Okay. I keep going. Wow, this coffee thing. They won't let this go. And so okay.
All right.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I mean, they got this weird fixation on it. So.
All right. Let's move Titanic.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, Titanic. Tell him to shut up. You have to listen to Tricky.
Oh, I am so going to look forward to next week. Let's move on to what we are playing.
You say that now.
Let's start off with Hard Rock. Hard Rock, what have you been playing?
Actually, to tell you the truth, I've been playing just a bunch of Modern Warfare 3. Why? I don't know. But it's just a bunch of Modern Warfare 3.
Game sucks.
Yeah, it does. It does, but, you know, it's a good, you know, I've been playing it, and I can really see it as the type of game that's like, you know what, they could have just, it could have just been maybe just, like, skinned or whatever like that. So, I mean, you know, you just could have downloaded the DLC for it and just had it like that.
So it's kind of like Modern Warfare 2.5?
Yeah, I guess that's a way you can kind of call it.
It's more like a Left 4 Dead 2. Ooh. That's how I look at it.
Because Left
4 Dead 2 was not much of an improvement game-wise from 1. It was just new characters. It was a fresh coat of paint. Yeah.
Blasphemy. They're completely different games. What are you talking about?
All right, let's move on.
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You don't kill zombies in the first one. I forgot.
That's right. You have the melee attack in part 2. You see, completely different game.
See, you kill walkers in the first game, and then it's zombies in the second one. So
exactly.
Do you go inside of a barn to kill zombies?
Yeah, actually, you do.
Why are you thinking about spoilers?
Yeah, Left 4 Dead 2, there's a barn. Yeah.
All right, Hard Rock, you playing anything else besides that?
Let me think. I bought more games, just haven't played them. No, actually, I played some Battlefield 3. I played what else have I been playing?
Hey, Saints Row.
Yeah, Saints Row. I played a little bit more. I played a little bit with Moonshiner. That's really pretty much about it right now.
All right. I'm going to have to ask you a question about Saints Row later, but we'll do that later. Donnie, what have you been playing?
Nothing but Saints Row. And it's yes, like I said, I was going to go through the game buck naked without it on, but I found out the blur. I found the loophole past that.
Really?
Yeah. What I
so
did
you're
was
playing the game naked.
Yep, without blurs.
Nice.
And how are you doing that, Donnie?
I went to one of those clothes. I think it's the exotic, like the Lover's Lane version of the game store. Got nipple covers, made them skin tone, and put on a thong. Also made a skin tone.
It gives the
illusion of me walking, running around, bucking naked with some Saints Row gym shoes.
So it's like an everyday thing for you then.
Yeah, and a Hello Kitty outfit.
So you're smooth like Ken then.
And, I got a tattoo. You said, well, wait a minute, wait.
You know, he's explaining this, and all I'm thinking is him bedazzling Hannah Montana's left butt cheek again.
You know what? I kind of, this time I bedazzled the right one. I got a tattoo of the Saints Row demon going across her back. It's kind of going towards the butt cheek too, the right side.
All right, and Titanic, yeah. What have you been playing?
Modern Warfare, mostly. And then I went back to Elemental Monsters card game for a bit. And then, of course, I played NCIS for 4 hours.
Because you hardcore.
Yes.
That's just the weirdest thing. Is like Modern Warfare 3, NCIS. I was like, what?
And Elemental Monsters,
I'm sorry.
All right.
Yeah, and the computer is still as cheap as it was during Extra Life.
Yeah. Oh, and Tricky, I gotta say, you said it's no 100% trophy in the game. Technically, it's not, but kind of reality, you do have to do 100% of the stuff to get all the trophies, as far as doing all the challenges that they tell you, and all those assassins and car theft challenges.
All right, thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Continue.
All right, and I've been playing a plethora of games. I've been playing a little Saints Row, a little Metal Gear Solid 2, a little Sam & Max, a little bit Rock Band 3, a little NASCAR 2011.
How is that? Are you just playing that for trophies, or is that good?
Well, wait. Are you seriously asking him that question?
No. Honest
NASCAR, I want to know, because I kind of enjoy, you know, running into shit.
Listen, I've been dying for a good NASCAR game since EA made the last one, and this was definitely not it.
Okay, I won't even bother with it.
I mean, it's good.
No, it's not.
But it's not everything they could have made, and it's made by Activision, so that should tell you something.
Wait. So you're saying it's not as good, and there's probably room for improvement. So then that means it's not good.
It's a good NASCAR game, but there's all right, any NASCAR fan knows that the main cup is the Sprint Cup. But they left out the Featherlights, they left out the Truck Series, they left out the Nationwide Series. You got drivers in there that I've never even heard of. Somebody called Jennifer Jo Cobb.
They got the redneck version of it.
They got Danica Patrick running in the Cup Series.
Go, Daddy.
It's just... And some of the trophies are just, they're all simple trophies, but it's trophies that are very time consuming, and
You're not gonna play it then. Yeah, exactly. I can't get them easy, so I'm not gonna get them.
Some of the trophies, like, you have to master every single track, and in order to master the track, you have to win 10 races at the track, you have to win 10 poles, you have to get 10 best laps, you have to get 10 rival victories. I mean, it's just, and the game is not set up well, because You start out the cup season, you do the entire season, and then it doesn't let you start a new season. You have to basically start all over again and delete your save and start all over again.
I thought you would have been pretty good at getting the pole. Anyways, we just spent the last like couple of minutes hearing about a really crappy NASCAR game that Tricky apparently wouldn't shut up about. So.
All right, so why don't you lead us in our first topic there, sir?
What?
Yeah, you.
What?
Lead us in the first topic.
No, you do it.
Why me?
Because I'm telling you to. You do what you're told, monkey.
Oh, monkey. I got your monkey right here. All right, our first topic of the day. Sony has released firmware patch 2. Hello.
Very nice. You know what? Why don't I just take this?
No. I got this. For our first topic of the day, Sony has...
PS3 system software update 4.00, which is quite different than the 2.whatever, the one that Tricky was going to
say. This one's a huge update.
I know. It apparently is a very big update, apparently, yeah, to that 2.0.
Guess what, guys? In-game XMB, it's here.
You mean you can actually send messages while in a game? Oh, my gosh, man, Tricky. I don't know how you're going to do it. The new system software update 4.0 was released this week. It's actually preparing the PlayStation systems for the launch of the Vita. And it's got a couple of other stuff. I don't know. You talk about this.
You wanted to take the lead.
Well, if it was up to you, we'd be talking about 2.whatever it is type of patch.
I started correcting myself, and then you decided to be a little D-I-C-K.
Well, I'm not little.
That's not what I heard.
I'll slap it onside your forehead.
I can't.
You gonna talk about it or what?
I can't even continue, dude. I'm trying not to laugh.
Okay, apparently this update will prepare PlayStation 3 to serve as a content management device. It'll also allow users to copy their digital content, such as games, music, photos, videos, in between the PlayStation Vita and the PS3. It'll back up the PlayStation Vita games, it'll put the saved data to your, to the PS3 hard drive. It'll update, the system software for the PS3 Vita, for the Vita. I keep wanting to say Vita. No. I keep wanting to say Vader because I just watched Star Wars a little while ago on it. Plus also for the fact that PlayStation Plus members can also now choose to enable or disable automatic update features such as game patches, system software, stuff like that, trophy syncing. You just have more customization, basically. But I mean,
my question is, why would you want to disable any of that?
I don't know. Maybe you don't want your system, waking up in the middle of the night.
Then just don't do the automatic update.
Exactly.
Well, I disabled that feature that pushed videos to my PS3. I know they don't do that. I think they did it, once?
Well, that only happens if it's set to do it on a Wednesday because the store updates on a Tuesday. It only does it if you didn't go to the store and download it already.
Oh. Okay. Really? I did disable that.
We're like, push videos.
Okay. Yeah, with PlayStation Plus, it automatically downloads videos that it thinks you're going to be interested in, so you don't have to go to the store and actually download it yourself. So if every time a Pulse episode comes out, you download Pulse, but for some reason this time you didn't download it, your PlayStation recognizes, hey, he didn't download it, and downloads Pulse for you.
Did you just say Pulse?
Pulse.
Oh, I didn't know about that. I knew about the games. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I guess.
All right. And one other thing it did show that I noticed something about, there's also a PlayStation Plus icon on the cross-media bar now, which is kind of weird because I saw that feature, but every time I sign in, that little icon disappears from my cross-media bar. And I don't know if that's because I'm already a PlayStation Plus member or what.
Okay.
Oh. I can't explain it. Mine's there, so...
Mine, sir.
Yours doesn't disappear when you sign in there, Titanic?
No.
Wow.
You a Plus member?
He's a Plus member.
Yeah, I'm a Plus member. Yeah, it never goes away.
It's just you, Chicken.
I can't explain it, yep.
Just you, buddy.
All right. There were some unannounced firmware features that came with 4.00. Let's see. You can now set it up so... your privacy, so you cannot get friend requests from people that you don't know. You can set it up to nobody. You can set it up to friends of friends only.
What?
Yes.
Isn't that the whole point of having a friend request? Of course I don't know you.
Well, exactly. That's exactly what I was saying. I was like, well, what do you expect to do? Hey, man, I'm already on your buddy list, but let me send you another friend request. What the heck kind of logic is that?
Although, maybe they want it so, you can send friend requests, but you yourself don't want to receive them.
But I don't know the person who I'm sending it to, so he's not going to get it either. Because, of course, he got the same update.
Well, this is also a feature that it corresponds with getting messages, because I'm sure everybody here has gotten some kind of a spam message in their PlayStation inbox at some time. This way you can't be spammed and whatnot, too.
But I never got spam. You can try to block off that chain crap.
That's what I'm talking about, Donnie.
I've gotten spam, but not, by friend request or anything like that.
And one other thing that's notable is now when you start up your PlayStation, after the PS3 logo shows up, you now get a health warning.
I know that it's so odd seeing that. I've seen it three times now, and I keep forgetting that it comes up. And the most hilarious thing is if you do not know it's coming up, it's impossible to get it all red before it disappears.
Is it your health or the system health?
The only type of warning that I would actually say is just playing against Hard Rocking Guy or Titanic Wang online may be hazardous to your real life health.
You are a cocky son of a bitch, aren't you?
Yeah, that's why you like me.
Yeah, This is going to be a train wreck. I can see it right now. All right.
Well, yeah, because you're on the show. I mean, from what I heard, episodes were like 48, 47 were pretty good or something like that.
What's up, trophy whores? This is the crew from the Game Tour podcast. I'm Chain Gun Pope.
I'm the Brain 76.
I'm Hafling.
And I'm everyone's favorite, I yield to no one.
Yes, he is also on the show.
I'm that guy.
Yes. And a little birdie named the Internet told us that Trophy Whores is having their 50th episode. So that's pretty nifty.
Ding! Trophy.
Yes. So congratulations on 50 episodes, guys.
Yes, congratulations. Yes.
Congratulations on the achievement, which is 50 episodes.
Yes.
No, you not achievement.
Achievement unlocked. On the...
No, not achievement. Trophy unlocked.
No, the get achievement horse for getting up to 50
That's
episodes.
That's a check mark on the Wii list.
There you go.
It's a Steam accomplishment. Oh, there it is.
There you go.
There it is.
Just for you guys.
What was that?
That's my text alert, actually.
Oh. Whoop. Sorry, guys. Gotta go. Wipe 1-6.
Maybe even for me.
Oh. 50 episodes. Congratulations.
Hey, congratulations, guys.
All right. Next topic we have. So, Sony hasn't made any official PlayStation 4 announcements, but PlayStation Europe's Deputy President Jim Ryan has made a comment stating, quote, I think we would consider it undesirable to be significantly later than the competition with the next PlayStation. Duh statement right there.
Okay.
You guys are just killing these conversations.
I think he might have heard one of the shows. You know, don't come out with another one.
Okay, with the Wii U officially being announced and the rumors of a new Microsoft console somewhat coming out, Sony hasn't offered much information in regards to the future console endeavors. He goes on to say that there is still a lot of life in the PlayStation 3, commenting on the lower price point and how the PlayStation 2 didn't really hit a stride until it dropped to a similar price.
Yeah. What is that?
Sounds like somebody saying it leak.
Donnie, are you peeing?
That's staying in the show. I hate to tell you.
That's staying in the show. Yes. That is staying in the show.
Donnie, did you really just go take a leak?
Oh my god.
So would you consider this news story a leak?
Yep.
Yo, you stole my joke. All right, really nothing else to say on that.
Okay,
that
no,
went
no,
a
I'm
very just... good way.
Not he's still in the bathroom.
I gotta wash the hands. That's nasty. I gotta let my fans know I ain't no nasty person.
You could have muted your mic, dude.
You're not nasty, but yeah, you'll take a leak during recording the show.
But I thought that was pretty funny, too. I thought that was pretty hilarious to not mute it.
Okay. honestly, getting back to the topic, apparently because I'm about the only one that's ever gonna do it. I think me and Wang already talked about this somewhere where I don't exactly remember, but
I forget about.
Yeah, you forgot to. Yeah, anyways. I'm actually gonna say this. It's gonna happen. PlayStation 4 is gonna come out at a certain time. When it's gonna come out, I don't know. People have already been saying that it might be coming out as early as 2012. You know, I very much doubt it because we haven't heard that much. That much promotion or anything about it or one like that. So it's going to happen when, who knows? I probably won't say maybe till like the very earliest, maybe like 2013, maybe something like that. Because they would have to unveil it at E3 next year and then say, here's the pricing point, here's the parts we're going to attack and all that jazz.
Yeah, I agree. Like it's going to happen. No, I really don't want it to happen really no time soon, like we talked about before. And Jeff made some sound smart comments last show about it, about new consoles and all that stuff, which I agree with too. But yeah, it's going to happen, folks. Yeah, I got to face the facts too.
Well, did you ever really doubt that they would be making one?
Well, no, I never doubted it because, you know, it's always going to be another. No matter if it's nothing else added to it at all, I'm just going to just say nothing else added to it at all whatsoever. It's still going to come out with a 4 just because they got to come out with a 4. Everybody else is coming out with a system. They can't be left behind. So it's going to happen anyway.
Well, what the PlayStation 3, that came out a year after the 360, right?
Almost a year to the day.
Yeah, almost.
Almost a year to the day. So they said not significantly, but it also doesn't sound like they're going to rush it to be first.
Yeah, the last comment, I mean the last paragraph, it sounded like they're not going to rush it like they did last time. Right? So I hope they don't. Like, take all the precautions of what y'all going to do before they release it. Because that was kind of very not good for them to rush it last time.
Well, I don't see the next 360 coming out until after the next Halo. Because, I mean, like I said, they already confirmed Halo for the 360. So, I mean, if they could possibly make it for the next Xbox, they would definitely have that as a launch title just to push systems. So I think it's another good 2 years before we see a system.
Oh yeah, you know what? That's a good time frame right there. Like 2014. Okay, 2014. I'm used to saying 2008, 2009.
So just say 14.
Yeah, 2014.
A lot of people will really be confused then.
Moving on.
All right, jumping in the rumor mill. There's been a rumor that a new Smash Brothers type fighting style game is in work with PlayStation characters. Would you guys even be interested in seeing this?
Yeah.
If it's not like Smash Brothers, I mean, is it going to be 4 people on a platform with a hit percentage and then you knock them off? Because that's what Smash Brothers is to me.
Smash Brothers, what's that deal, man? What are you talking about?
No, yeah. I like Smash Brothers, but I mean, I keep seeing they compare it to Smash Brothers. It ain't going to be like Smash Brothers. It's going to be more like a Tekken fighter or something like that.
Yeah, I don't really see, like, it was easy for, in my opinion, it was kind of easy to put Smash Brothers together because they got more, Nintendo has more likable characters to play around with, you know, you get what I'm saying, like cartoony-like characters. Station has, like, realistic characters. I don't want to see, once again, Cole fighting. I don't want to see Drake fighting because they can't fight.
Here's the Rock. I'm not moving from this spot. I don't want anything new. I don't want.
No, I'm just saying.
I don't want you to mess
them
with the game. I don't. How dare you take? How dare you get a brand new idea for a game? That's blasphemy.
I didn't say it was a good. I actually kind of commend. I like this idea, but
here's the Rock.
I just don't see myself fighting with Cole. Man, we play their games already.
Cole. Pick somebody else.
I'm not going to pick Cole because he can't fight. But I'm just saying, I wouldn't want to see that make him make a butt of himself.
All right. Before we keep going, there's some rumors about who could possibly be in the game. And this is all coming from one website, which I'm not going to name. But some of the people that are rumored for the game is Spike, Buzz, Scarlet Blake, Ico, Cole McGrath, Ethan Mars, Jax, Emmett Graves, Sackboy, Sir Daniel Forkes, Nariko, Janine, Ark, Mark Hammond, Vaughn, Rudy Roughknight, Gabe Lowen, Wander, Nathan Hale, and Ratchet.
Because everybody knows all those characters without naming the games that they're in.
Wait a minute. You said, oh, see.
I can't tell you half the games these people are in.
Sly, and Sackboy. Those would be like some cool characters to look at. Fight, because you know those are the cartoony, likable characters. Okay. But the rest of them, said Cole.
I don't know where half these characters are from. Spike, I don't know where it's from. Anybody have an idea?
That's just like a random name. You gotta get.
Yeah.
Let me send you the link. That I'm looking at. It kind of looks like the guy from Ape Escape.
Then that's who it probably is.
Say the names. So I could probably guess.
Okay, the next one is Buzz. We all know where Buzz is from. Scarlet Blake.
Scarlet Blake. Scarlet.
Oh. Hold on. Let me see this. Amateurs.
No, I see you cheating.
Oh, well, look where you're getting the information from. Oh, man, I can't believe it. Something like that.
Just.
Scarlet Blake. Scarlet Blake is a girl from Dead Nation.
Oh.
Okay.
The female character. Aiko, everybody knows that. Cole McGrath from Infamous. Ethan Mars from Heavy Rain. Jack.
Wait.
Emmett Graves is from Starhawk. Sackboy, you know. Sir Daniel Frost is from Medieval. Yeah, Ratchet, everyone knows. Resistance, Nathan Hale. Wanderer, Shadow of the Colossus. Gabe Logan, Siphon Filter, anybody?
Yes.
Yes, exactly. Like that. Naruko, you know, she's from Heavenly Sword. Jean is from Jean the Arc. That's a PSP game. Arc is from Arc the Lad. Mark Harmon is from the Getaway.
I don't know.
Wait.
Vaughn. Okay. Vaughn looks like a Final Fantasy character. No, Vaughn and Rudy Rough Knight. I can't remember where it is, so my knowledge found has officially gone dry.
But on this, I'm seeing two big names that are not on this list.
We don't need to go on anymore. This game is a disaster right now.
This
disaster.
No. These are just rumors. Nobody's confirmed. They're not even confirmed they're making a game like this. We're just talking about possible characters. And possible characters that I'm surprised this website didn't announce were, one, Nathan Drake, and two, Kratos.
Because that's what's going to come for DLC.
No, they got Kratos on the actual link where you read it from. They got Sweet Tooth, Kratos, Sly Cooper, and more. And they talking about putting James Bond in there, too.
And, I mean, didn't this rumor even start with some developer twittering a picture of Sweet Tooth in a fighting stance?
Well, all this really started because the rumor started saying when the rumor started about this type of game, they all said that Long Live Play commercial that everybody liked with all the characters, that was the opening to them starting to announce. Like that was a preview of who's going to be in the game.
You also have to remember something is that this photo that we're looking at, this could have been Photoshopped.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, well, it's definitely Photoshopped. They just mocked this together, I think, just to make it, you know, pleasing to the eye.
Sackboy cheated at chess.
One character I do not get out of all of them is Ethan Mars.
That's what I was about to say.
All I could think of him is starting to scream Jason and freaking the other guy down on the ground covering his ears.
That's especially right there. Why you though?
With all these characters, it would have to be a game kind of like Marvel vs. Capcom, where it's just freaking nuts and insane.
I don't even want to see that. I don't want to talk about this game anymore. This whole stuff sucks. Monkey nuts.
Okay, then you be quiet then. This game is probably going to be like that, or it's probably going to be like, I don't know if you guys ever played that other game, Energize, or like, you know, like kind of like with those PS1 games, like kind of like Bloody Roar or something like that.
I love Bloody Roar.
Bloody Roar is so good.
Oh, I played a lot of that.
All right. All right.
Sorry, I had to have
Donnie, let's move on. To
thank you.
The next thing that we have is there is a Spike TV Video Game Award billboard in Times Square that I have personally seen, but the article that we're looking at says that on the sign it says PS3 exclusive you won't believe. So it looks like there's going to be a massive announcement at the Spike Video Game Awards. Some rumors are possibly God of War 4. What would you guys want to hear? And, you know, after the last time, you know, even with Uncharted 3, we heard the ending was going to be so unbelievable, you'll never see it coming. Will it disappoint you if it is God of War 4 announced? I mean, I know we're all looking forward to the game, but would that disappoint you if that's what they actually announce?
Why would it disappoint us to have another God of War game?
No, it would be disappointing with how they word it, which is they would just do that. Yeah, a PS3 exclusive you wouldn't believe. To me, that'd be hearing like a sequel to a game that was multi-platform, and all of a sudden, it's exclusive to the PlayStation now. That's what would wow me.
Gears of War.
No. I'm expecting them to like drag out this old game that probably got like shit reviews or crap reviews on like that. And it's gonna be like, yeah, guys, we're making a sequel, and that's the exclusive that you didn't believe. You never thought we'd make this one. It's probably not gonna be like some blockbuster game. It's gonna be something like that. Something from like Sony's past that only got like an average score. No, not like a Shinobi. I would actually like a Shinobi game, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, but I was thinking about that.
But it's gonna be something like a Battle Arena Toshiden or something like that. Remember that game?
No.
Oh gosh.
But see, like Titanic was saying, the way they word these, you know, unless it's really epic, I don't understand why they announce a PS3 exclusive. You won't believe. I mean, if it's just another sequel, obviously we can believe it.
Because they're trying to hype up the awards.
I know they're trying to hype up the awards, but...
Well, that's the answer. That's exactly the reason why they're doing it. Oh, it's exclusive. You won't believe. Well, then shit. That'll make me like, oh, man, I got to see this. I got to see the show now.
If they
it's going to be
God
something I won't believe.
If they announce God of War 4, it's something you will believe because everybody knows God of War 4 is coming.
Okay, quit using God of War 4. The fact is that is like that. You're not gonna see them advertise it like, yeah, you know, it's gonna be an exclusive. Yeah, you probably were predicting that it was gonna come. So why don't you just tune into the show to watch it?
Oh. Okay, you just killed the conversation.
Good. Next topic.
Hey guys, just calling in to congratulate you on 50 episodes. You guys are the most awesome whores, and especially Tricky. He's my favorite.
Next topic, which is actually going to make you a little upset. Fumito Ueda, which I probably just butchered his name. I freaking can't speak this episode. Who is also the creative director behind both Ico and Shadow Colossus, has reportedly left Sony, and he's going to continue working as a freelancer. Hard Rock, does this really impact your want of The Last Guardian at this point?
I just think that it's just going to delay the game even more. I mean, we've already been waiting for this game for like how long? About 4 or 5 years already? And then oh, the creative heads, he left Sony. Yeah, he's still going to work on the game as a freelancer. You know, freelancer to me is kind of telling me like, yeah, you know what? I'll work on the game, but you know, maybe I won't come in for the entire 8 hours of the day. Maybe I'll just be like in a ball, you know, kind of on. I mean, I'm sure he still wants the game to succeed. You know, this is his vision. This, you know, the games that he makes are really good and one like that, but I don't know. Maybe it's just going to delay the game even further.
Well, he hasn't actually left the game. He's just not being
made
no more. And he's going to work on the game as a freelance, but he's not actually working for Sony anymore.
Yep. He probably wants creative freedom is what he wants. He probably wants to go and do something. He wants to do a first-person shooter or something like that, and Sony wants him to keep making his artistic games. So
he kind of went and did something like the movie Grandma's Boy.
Moving on.
Wang, you got anything to say?
Well, once again, I'm not a Last Guardian fan. I could give a crap if they scrapped this whole game.
Sweet, man. Yeah, I'm with you.
I never played them, so I, you know, yeah, it's a non-news thing for me. All
right, the game is still slated to come out sometime in 2012.
So are they going to, like, how long was Gran Turismo in development? That was in development for quite a while, right? Like 4 or 5 years too,
yeah,
or not?
I think 4 or 5 years. I think the last time we saw any real footage on The Last Guardian was at E3 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago.
Wait, holy crap! Last Guardian, is that a third sequel?
It's the second sequel to Ico. You had Ico, you had Shadow of the Colossus, and Last Guardian would be the third game.
I thought it was Ico and then Shadow of the Colossus.
That's in the timeline. That's the way it is.
So what's the third game is The Last Guardian?
Yeah, right? This new one is, yeah. They haven't said if it's officially going to be tied into the story and like it's part of it, but you know, that's the same that they said for Shadow of the Colossus. And
okay, well, I asked too many questions anyway about this game.
Yes, you did.
Okay. Moving on. Anybody interested in getting a PS Vita memory card?
Not with these freaking
no.
Maybe in a back alley.
Okay. Sony has announced prices for the PS Vita memory cards. You guys might want to sit down for this. For a 4 gig, it's going to be $30. For an 8 gig, it's going to be $45. For a 16 gig, it's going to be $70. And for the biggest one they make, the 32 gig, is a whopping $120.
Man, that's a new system.
The 32 gigabyte memory card is half the price of a brand new PlayStation Vita.
Yep. That's insane.
That's tripping. I didn't pay that much for my 500 gig hard drive.
You can go get a terabyte hard drive for a laptop or a computer for $99, but you can't get a 32 gig memory stick for less than $120.
That is ridiculous.
I don't give a shit what their reason is. There's no reason we can't be using our freaking Pro Stick Duos in this.
Money, 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 money.
That's not what they are. These memory cards are an entirely new memory device.
They went for a whole new system with this.
Man, what are they trying to do, the Dreamcast thing? That's what it's better be if you're paying this much for it. Something like in that route. Sony is.
Right. Somebody talk before Daddy goes on a rant.
You do not talk bad about Mother Sony.
Sony is just being disrespectful, man. That's what they're doing.
All right. Hey. Also going along with prices that coincide with Sony. Sony is planning to offer multiple price points on Vita software tailored to the experience. As we reported before, PlayStation Vita games are going to run you about $40 a piece, which I don't think is a bad price. Gentlemen, any comments on that?
How they're pricing the memory cards, they're pushing us to buy the hard copies of these games.
Thank you.
That is what they're pushing us to do. You know, buy a 4 gig stick, or 2 gig, just so you can put your saves on there. Because I was reading that now, it was mentioned that like the cartridges the game came on, there was gonna be room to put your save on there. But then I'd read that isn't mandatory. They don't have to do that. They can cut it to save money. So now you're pretty much being forced to buy a memory card. So they're forcing me to buy a small stick.
That's what she said.
Yep. Yeah, and buy a physical copy now. So now I'm back to going to the store. But I mean, haha on them. I'm just gonna Gamefly them things.
Zach, man, that should come with like a pre-order bonus. You get a 4 gig stick for pre-ordering the game, man. This is ridiculous. And then it's the same price, and they wanted to transfer them old games that we get. That's ridiculous. What?
I don't understand why they were. Oh, we got to price this Vita just right so it'll sell. And then someone was like, "Yeah, we're a jack everything up." Because they'd be like, haha, you got the system. the only other thing you could do is like get the game and play it and then never shut it off so you can get around the whole buying a memory card thing. Kind of like you had to do with the Nintendo system.
Yeah.
Fuck the fucker on overnight.
All right. The reason they're saying that the prices will differ on the Vita is because they're going to try to combat the cell phone market in which games come out in different prices, because we all know that the Vita is going to run on an Android system. So potential for cell phone based games to come over to the Vita is likely. That's why they're saying that the prices might be different on their software.
Nothing they could say can make up for this dang on price.
Yeah, exactly. I was about to say, it's like, no, they're expensive. That's expensive. But then you know what? Most technology that comes out at first and most stuff that comes with it is always expensive. I mean, look at the PlayStation 3 when it first came out. It was outrageous. Outrageous prices.
Do they have pictures of these? I want to see what one of these things look like. What's making them so different?
Should be plated in gold.
Man, this is
the connections are diamonds.
All right, while Donnie's looking that up, Sony also did announce their official list of launch titles for the Vita. We have Uncharted Golden Abyss, Wipeout 2048, Reality Fighters, Little Deviants, Mod Nation Racers, Road Trip, Everybody's Golf, Escape Plan, Gravity Rush, Hustle Kings, Motorstorm RC, Top Darts, and Super Stardust Delta.
Yeah.
All right. Mod Nation Racers, Stardust, and Uncharted.
Yeah. That sounds like it for me.
That sounds exactly for me, too.
Oh, gosh. My taste is being the same as Tricky's.
Hey, it's Shiny Milburn from the internet, and I'd like to say congratulations to Trophy Horrors on making it to the 50th episode. That's amazing. That's like a half of 100. Keep it up. Hey, Trickamick, whenever I go to the GameStop and see games like Madagascar Karts, Megamind, Rango, and Hannah Montana, I always think of how such of an MLG pro you are, and I will always think positive of your gaming choices. Oh, and to Donnie Hard Rock and Titanic, I don't know how you handle the greatness of Tricky, but however you did it, please teach me your ways. And, congratulations.
PS1 classics and other game archives will not work on the Vita at launch.
Dun dun dun!
Okay. There is no more confusion about whether or not the PS Vita will run PS1 classics and other game archives games. Now, game archives is an umbrella term used in Japan for Sony's retro games, PS1, PC Engine, TurboGrafx-16s, along with those. And unfortunately, the answer is going to be no, they will not work on the Vita at launch.
I don't see it in the agenda, and I don't think we talked about last week, but did you guys also see it's not launching with Flash either?
Yep.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I saw that. It's IB's informed.
So we got to pay for this system, pay for this expensive memory cards, pay to transfer these old games for $30, and we can't play them when it comes out.
No, you can play them. You're just going to have to wait for them to like update all the firmware and everything like that.
Yeah.
This is already be here with all this money we paying for it.
Exactly. That's kind of what I was thinking. All this money for the system, memory cards, they're like, oh yeah, all them PS1 games that you bought and that we give you with Plus, yeah, you can't use those right away. Flash, you know that thing you use on the internet all the time? Yeah, we're not going to have that right away either.
This is like a sign of what they did with the Station 3. It just bring it out. They rushed it without making things right yet. So just wait. Won't you just wait? Until you can fix everything, then bring it out. We waited this long. It's not going to commit suicide for waiting a while longer.
Well, no, Donnie, he's making a good point.
But his analogies are the greatest, though.
Yeah, exactly.
People will commit suicide for this. I'm quite sure somebody, you're going to hear in the news in a minute, oh my God, $30 memory card.
There's going to be people like on top of Walmart going, it's all for you, Vita.
All right.
For you, Sony, it's all for you.
All right. Speaking of people going crazy, Titanic, I'm sure that you're going to love this story. Apparently, a 31-year-old Marine in Aurora, Colorado, has lost his damn mind.
Wow, what did he do?
Well, he pre-ordered Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3.
Oh, good man.
Did not pick it up at launch.
Oh, okay.
Walked in a couple days later, expecting to pick up his copy.
All right, sounds good.
But as it turned out, Best Buy had too many pre-orders and not enough actual copies, so it had sold his copy of the game to another customer.
Oh, oh boy, I hope he gave him a stern talking to.
He began yelling at the Best Buy customer service representatives and then told them that he would shoot them in the parking lot when they came out of the store and also threatened to blow up the store itself.
Wang, where were you at the time of this?
Hey, dude, I was totally cool and I walked in there, but then they're like, well, we ain't got Call of Duty, but here's Homefront. I'm sorry, that's when I lost it.
Okay, apparently the staff didn't take too kindly to what he was saying. Understandably, especially since the guy had received real-world training in deadly violence from our U.S. government. Police were called. They pulled over the Marine in his black SUV as he was leaving the parking lot. and he has reportedly had 6 prior traffic run-ins with the local police.
USA, USA, USA.
You about to go law-abiding citizen on y'all.
The ironic thing is now he has become a real-life prisoner of war.
Oh. Yeah. Well,
bad joke.
it's a good thing, you know, that they got him taken care of, because I heard they tackled him while he was toggling between weapons.
That's not funny. That's not funny.
That shit happens, man.
He couldn't find the right gun.
It sounds like Hard Rock's a little upset about something. Now, okay, we all laughed about this, but come on, this is just retarded that this guy lost his damn mind.
Exactly. It's Call of Duty, man.
I can understand if he did it for Uncharted 3, but for Call of Duty? Come
Dude, that's probably how he felt after he saw the ending of Uncharted.
Probably.
He probably just set his charges around his PlayStation after he beat Uncharted. Click!
Well,
he probably really likes the game, and if he, you know, sometimes these guys who have actually seen combat, I don't know if this guy has or not, sometimes it makes them a little strange.
Okay, so. Now, let's break down the brass tacks of this. One, he pre-ordered the game. Best Buy definitely should have had a copy for him. That's the whole order, the whole premise behind pre-ordering the game is to make sure you have a copy when the game comes out.
That's not always guaranteed, and I'm proof of that.
Well, true. But if you pre-order a game, I mean, obviously you're going to be upset if you pre-ordered the game, which is, and Titanic's also going to like me saying this, one of the most anticipated games of the year, if not the most anticipated game of the year. You pre-order the game to make sure you have a copy, and you walk in, obviously you're going to be upset. I'm not justifying saying he's going to shoot him in the face when they come out the parking lot or blow up the place. But you can understand they'll be upset. I mean, come on. I mean, Best Buy definitely screwed up here.
Well, how long was it before he came and picked it up? Because they only hold it for so long.
Two days.
That means they're blowing up the building right there. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I'm surprised he was like, I'm going to call in an airstrike as soon as I get one. right after I shoot 4 of you in the parking lot, airstrike.
You about to have me prestige up here on your ass.
Feel honest, yeah. I mean, the guy, he was to do something like that, you gotta be a little off balance.
Yeah, he was all jacked up off Mountain Dew.
Jesus Christ.
Racking up them double XP points. Anyway, next topic.
Hey, this is Shanghai 6 from Front Towards Gamer. Just taking a minute here. Say congratulations to fellow Rebels and Trophy Horse Turkey Mick and Hard Rockin' Guy on 50 episodes of the Trophy Horse podcast. It's going to come over here and give you some shit for not having more platinum trophies than I do, but apparently you snuck past me with platinum in games like Rango and Kung Fu Panda, you dirty whore. Congratulations again, guys.
All right, Dottie. This is going to be your topic. The next two topics are going to be yours.
Before you move on, I found the pic of those memory cards, and it looked like micros. I'm paying that much money for that.
Yes.
It's like regular old just memory cards that you use in the camera.
Yep.
That's BS. Sony, you effing up.
Well, have you guys seen those adapters for the PSP? That, you know, an adapter so you can use SD cards?
No, I didn't.
Yes, I've seen them before.
I've never seen that.
Yeah. Yeah, so I wonder if over time something like that'll come up for the Vita. Because, I bought one of those adapters, because SD cards, man, you can get 32 gig for like $12.
Yep.
Ooh.
I believe it.
Yep.
All right. Donnie, go ahead with your topic. Both topics are yours, just so for the record.
They're mine.
Both topics you're going to lead.
All right. Kojima, the creator of the Metal Gear Solid series.
Oh, is that Kojima?
Hold on a second. Yeah. I got to pause the show for a second. He actually said his name right.
I can say Kojima's name. That's my man. I don't know him personally. But
say his first name.
I would say is Hideo or Hideo. I don't know.
All right. Hideo.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Donnie. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, Kojima, the creator of the Metal Gear series, says it might be hard getting into the Rising series game. Because, you know, the Metal Gear, you know, he said it might be hard because the stealth quality is pretty much not there. You know, everybody who's used to the Metal Gear sneaking thing is, you won't have that in Rising. It's going to be like basically action adventure. He said it kind of went back to the Metal
Gear. Wait, Donnie. Let me help you out here. So basically you're saying that the game that's not really made by Kojima Productions, that's not really made by Hideo Kojima, that doesn't star Solid Snake, is not going to be like the other Metal Gear games.
That's kind of what I'm saying. But you would be right.
I mean, it was kind of
no, that's not what kind of what you're saying. That is what's happening.
But you would be right.
Well, yeah, I mean, look at Raiden in Metal Gear Solid 4. Was there anything stealthy about him, Metal Gear Solid?
No. Yeah, no, it was.
He killed everything in the freaking room and then walked on.
You see how quick he cut them legs and then got away? That was very stealthy.
No, but it wasn't like he was, like Snake, choke him out, drag him away.
Hide him in a locker.
Yeah.
It's kind of a repeat of the old Nintendo version of Metal Gear 2. Because, you know, it was like two versions of Metal Gear 2 made. And it was kind of like the first version of the Metal Gear 2, Nintendo version, when it just all Rambo action-packed Metal Gear. And then he came out with another version. Well, he didn't make that one. Another company.
That's right. Just get to the point, Donnie.
Oh, he said for the newcomers who know who like Raiden and... Let me find it here.
There's people that liked Raiden?
I like Raiden. He's pretty cool. No one can replace Snake, and yet I was kind of upset about two. But then after I played it a few times, and you know he fits into the storyline. So okay, put it like that.
What Hideo said in this article is that anybody that liked Raiden in Metal Gear Solid 4 will like this game. But if you did not like Raiden's character in Metal Gear Solid 4, you probably not like this game. It's all on a personal preference.
You should just split these off into two series.
Yeah.
Rising be an action series, and then keep Metal Gear Stealth.
I think that's the route they're going now.
They're not doing that because they're naming it Metal Gear Solid.
No, but I'm saying I think the other installments is going to be based around Raiden now. Let me go and see if I can find it.
Anyway,
the point is they're naming it Metal Gear Solid Rising for name recognition. That's why they're selling this game that way. But I think, and I don't want to speak for everybody here, but I believe that if you're going to name a game Metal Gear Solid, it has to star Solid Snake. Otherwise, it's not Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, don't speak for me.
Yeah. Well, no, it should be Metal Gear. I mean, you can tab that part. The solid part, doesn't that kind of implicate that Snake's in it?
Exactly.
Otherwise, if it starts Liquid, it should be called Metal Gear Liquid.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And otherwise, we're saying that last name should be like whose story is following. Like in this case, it should be called Metal Gear Raiden.
Raiden.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, yeah, that's perfect. Yeah.
No, that's what it should be. Yeah. No. Actually, to tell you, I agree with that. Like it shouldn't be called Solid. Like it shouldn't be called Metal Gear Solid, in my opinion, because it's like it's not Solid Snake.
That kind of flows. Metal Gear Raiden.
Metal Gear Raiden. Raiden?
What? There's still time. They could totally change the title of this game yet. I mean, we've hardly seen anything of it.
That's true. Could be. Yeah.
Even though, all this talk about it, I got my concerns, big concerns, especially because Kojima doesn't have anything to do with it. But I'm still somewhat excited for it, just because the name Metal Gear.
Hey, this is David Tusly from Gamertag Radio. Just wanted to congratulate the guys on a 50th episode of Trophy Horse. That's crazy. This is the longest thing they could do without actually getting a trophy. Great job, guys.
All right, Donnie.
And this is not my title. Like, mine's alone. We run a PlayStation podcast here, so it's PlayStation News, so I figure it goes. For all you hornballs out there.
Hornballs.
Hornballs, I like that.
Yeah, they're coming out with a PlayStation 3 app for adults. Sugar DVD feels that it's a gap missing to where you have all these streaming videos of everything else, TV shows, movies, and none for playtime. So they're talking about putting one up in there, $10 a month for streaming live full adult videos.
So now why is $10 Mickey Holla?
Yes, right. $10 Mickey Holla long time. Wayne, I know you're going to be on that.
Yes, actually, you know what, Titanic? I will be actually waiting for the review on that. To tell you that. I mean,
it's
come
just
on.
Gonna be a bunch of yeses with an exclamation point.
Yes. Small little words, yes, and then gradually just getting bigger. Yes, get it.
Shazam.
Okay. It should be noted that Sugar DVD is a company kinda like Netflix, where they do offer
Netflix offers that kind of movies?
No, I'm saying that they do offer rental plans. And they also include streaming, all for $9.95 a month. A streaker. A customer can stream as many videos as they want, as often as they want, and rent one DVD at a time by mail. And there is also a 10-day free trial currently available for new customers.
A 10-day free trial. You can try it for 10 days. Imagine how dehydrated you're going to be after 10 days.
It's like somebody's going to miss next week's show.
Yeah, I can't do it, guys. I only got a couple days left. I need to get this review done.
Oh, my.
Doing it for the site. Doing it for the site. Doing it for the site. Gosh, this is really episode 50. Oh, my gosh.
Episode 50, the no-no version. Wow.
All right, please, guys.
Please.
This is going to bring us to the end of this show.
Yay! Yay! We're at the end of the show. Yay!
Hard Rock.
Tricky's going to stop talking. Yay!
Pip out our contact info.
Camp.
What about shout outs?
We're going to do shout outs.
I talk first.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have Twitter pages. If you go, get us at Trophy Horse, at Proven Gamer on Twitter. You can sign up, hit the follow button. Go to Facebook. We have a Proven Gamer page over there. Go to Steam. Once again, I head up the group on there. I'm going to try to organize some games, gamer nights. Maybe we can all play something free if your computer can run it. Maybe some Team Fortress 2 or something like that. Who knows? And guys, please, if you could, please go to iTunes. Leave us a rating, preferably 5-star. We really would appreciate it. It lets us know that we're doing a good job on the show. Also, and please, guys, go to provengamer.com. Go look at our articles. Go look at those videos that we have. You know, we work hard on that stuff. You know, just let us know how we're doing. Give us some, you know, constructive criticism. Want to swing by, let us know how we're doing. We really would appreciate it.
All right, let's move on to shout-outs. Donnie?
Yes, I want to give a shout-out to Always Rolling. You guys, off the chain, sweet man, real cool peeps. Then I like to say, he said for last show, he seems like, why am I, Donnie, the only one that seems to understand that freaking buyback thing that Vita is trying to put out there?
You're wrong.
No.
You're wrong. No. You're wrong.
Okay. Okay. Wrong. And I want to give a shout out to Jokester123. Man, you're real cool. And I like to say, he called all of us out for Uncharted 3. He said, my bad. I didn't mean to whoop on you like that, Donnie. But tell Tricky, Hard Rock Guy, and Wayne, bring it. I'll take them all on.
You don't want any of this, son?
Yeah, you don't want none of this.
If you want some easy kills, go play Tricky. You don't want any of me, man.
If I remember correctly, you died the most times last time we played.
Hell no!
Yeah, huh?
Last time it was me, Donnie, and you playing against another podcast, and who had you were all badass with your 3 kills and 18 deaths.
Yeah,
no,
that's
no,
right.
No.
Every single time,
I had
every
7
single
kills,
round,
8 deaths. You had the most kills, but you also had the most deaths.
Oh shit! Oh yeah, okay. I'm sorry, I forgot.
And
you Cam.
Was,
that's right.
Your excuse was I'm more adventurous.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Titanic. Tricky's version of playing online playing online games is to get somewhere where he just crouches down and just stays in one spot. What is that called?
That's called camping, motherfucker.
Hope he don't get hit by a stray.
That's called camping.
Yeah, you'll see his fire and his little tent all pitched up over there.
Exactly, and then he's over here like, yeah, look at me, I got 7 kills. I was like, cause you didn't move, motherfucker. You didn't do anything.
All right. Titanic.
Yeah, I got to give a shout out to Dr. G Peds. I got to give a shout out to Moonshiner. He needs to make some time to come on here so he can get a little moonshined Wang going on. And I need to give a special shout out to Hard Rockin' Guy.
That's right.
I promised you a sexy time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that fortune cookie was for me.
Can I watch?
Oh, I
promise.
Side
joke for the win.
Yeah, I got to give a shout out to Caleb. It's nice to podcast with you last night. And yeah, I think that's it. One more thing. I got to pimp it out. I started our Proven Gamer Call of Duty Elite team. We're currently at one member.
Currently without a member?
No, one member, that's me. Anyone who's got Call of Duty Elite, go ahead and look up Proven Gamer. You'll see me as the captain, Titanic Wing. Come on, let's join and, kick some ass.
Yeah, five people that bought the game?
He's trying to build his outer heaven.
Hey, Tricky, did you buy the game?
No.
You can shut the fuck up then.
I wasn't one of the 5 people that did buy the game.
See, he's still trying to believe that Uncharted 3 sold more copies than Modern Warfare 3. It's just, it's unbelievable.
All right. And
it's unbelievable.
I really don't have any shout-outs this week. So, Hard Rock?
I actually want to give a shout-out, first and foremost, to Pac-Man Polar Bear. We're talking about how much the VGA suck. Want to give a shout-out to Hayfling. Part of the Game Tour podcast. Go listen to their show. Always a great show. Also want to give a shout out to everybody at Proven Gamer, everybody who's helping out with the sites, everybody that goes by the site. We appreciate it very much. Also want to give a shout out to Caleb KJC94. Very good time podcasting with you, which brings me to my announcement.
Say it ain't so.
This is the last episode of Trophy Horse that I will be on. Episode 50 is it for me. I am starting a brand new show called the Reset Gamer Podcast. It will be on provengamer.com, and it will be with me, Caleb KJC94, and Mr. Titanic Wang right there. In fact, we've already recorded our first episode. By the time you're listening to this, it's already on the site.
No, Daddy, no!
Yep, this is my last show.
And now you understand why I can't wait until next week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm trusting Titanic to keep you in line. Oh,
I will take over your duties most
definitely. I'm like passing the sword onto you basically. Like that.
Dude, just knock him a couple times with the wing. He'll get the picture.
No, like he might like it.
Which brings me to my announcement. Since Hard Rock is leaving the show, it's only customary that I fire Donnie.
Cool. Peace out.
Oh, I don't care. Now, tell you what, why don't you tell me all about it next week on the show?
I sure will. Now, Hard Rock, you say this is your last episode, but you will come back from time to time and guest podcast with us, right?
Yeah, I'm more than sure your ego is going to get out of line, and I'll be back to firmly kick you right in the ass. Don't worry.
Now, what happens if I get the outcry like I got when Donnie was fired originally?
It's not
going to
happen.
It's not going to happen.
Oh, so you're saying Donnie's more loved than you, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, than you, anyways.
Oh. I got a ton of messages asking me when I was coming back for those 2 weeks.
Yeah, because they wanted to know when they should unsubscribe to the show.
Yeah, huh?
They're like, oh, my gosh, this show is great. When are you coming back? 3 weeks? Okay, guys, 3 weeks. We got three more weeks of show. Don't worry about it. It's okay.
Okay, we got 3 episodes to listen to. That's good.
Actually, I did say that I had no shout-outs, but I want to give one shout-out. My shout-out is to every single listener that's ever listened to Trophy Horrors, anybody that's ever been on the episode You guys, if without you guys, we would not have made it to episode 50, and it's greatly, you know, it warms my heart to know that we do have listeners, we do have people that love us. People will miss Hard Rock. People did miss Donnie and Titanic. I gotta say thank you for coming on the show. You've actually helped the show tremendously by coming on with your big, enormous Titanic wang.
Yeah, see, he just keeps bringing focus to it all the time.
He's sucking up because he doesn't want me to rip on you. Are you ready to hand over that sword there, Hard
Rock? You know what? You know, go ahead. Why don't you give me a little taste of?
All right. Okay. You're handing it over. It's mine.
All right.
Get in the corner.
So
you're the power.
Honestly, guys, for my last episode, thank you to everybody who's also been listening. I just want to say thank you very much. You know, it was a real. It's been fun being on Trophy Horse. You know, I'm moving on to this other show, but trust me, Trophy Horse will be a special place in my heart. I do love the show. I do love talking about PlayStation and video games and stuff like that. I do love ripping into Tricky Mick every time I can get, trust me, one like that. But thank you very much to everybody who's ever listened to it. Thank you so much.
So if there's nothing else until next week, happy trophy hunting.
Peace out.
Goodbye for the last time, guys.
All right, listen to me very closely. You're going to be taken.